Going to get started. I think the focus of us is really got to stay on us. We got to plan a good opponent, good football team. Obviously, a very disciplined team, makes few mistakes, few penalties, few turnovers, and so we're going to have to play our best, obviously, to date this season. Guys are excited about it. It'll be a good Sunday. Offensively, still can run the football effectively, and obviously their passing game make a lot of vertical throws, run after the catch, and so forth. So if they do catch it, we got to do a great job of tackling and so forth. Defensively, again, led by the pressure that the front four apply, they do a good job of pressuring and blitzing and so forth around that. But it kind of stops and starts with those front guys. So six guys up there that they roll through. So they've got a good rotation of guys, and they're big, strong, fast. And so it's going to come down to, we're going to have to play both sides very well up front in this game. Any questions you have?
We're saying in New York that Eli's in a slump. I know he's not your quarterback, but I mean, when you look at tape, how do you think Eli is playing football?
Well, I think a week ago, that's all that, your slump lasts about a week generally in NFL. You got to, pull out of it, so. But they didn't throw the ball as efficiently as they had in other games last week. They hit a big play 3 weeks ago to beat Washington when at the end of the football game. And they got off to a great start against Dallas, and then Dallas fought back in the game. So, I mean, it kind of comes and goes. So he's a good player, a good quarterback. He knows where the ball should go. And we've got to do a really good job in coverage and pressure on him.
Can you compare and contrast last week to Peyton Manning to Eli? I mean, is there a big difference?
Well, it's a different style of offense. So,
Eli,
guys got to get excited, enthused. Let's go.
Well, how about the Giants' front four and what they bring up there is generally regarded as maybe the best as far as.
They are very good. They've got, with the OC and obviously what Pierre-Paul's done since he's come to the NFL. Tuck has been consistent. They roll Kiwanuka, who plays linebacker, rolls up in there. They have the other big guys that go in there that play. And they're an impressive group. Big, long guys. If kid from Virginia, Canty, if he's in there, he got injured last week. So they have a deep group and a very effective group. And then they're backed up by some, and really athletic linebacker and a guy that makes a lot of football plays. So.
Your offensive line doesn't have, a perennial Pro Bowl guy, a big hot name around the league, but they play as well together as anything.
Play real well together. I mean, that's one of their, battle cries or strengths is how well they do together. They kind of interlocking and they well in the run game, well in the protection scheme, and everybody kind of sees it through the same eyes. You don't see many unblocked guys coming clean on them, They do a good job that way, and they all have 7-8 years of experience, or I guess there's one guy, 3 or 4, but there's other guys are all, just like the defensive front, they're all guys with mostly, 7-8 years of experience, so they've been at it for a while.
Your defense is bottom 10 in yards allowed, but top 10 in points allowed. Is that their ability to take the ball?
Turnovers. Yeah, the great job to take away, I think, 16, 17 interceptions and the fumbles after that, they've been big, They've given up some yards. Also, they've had some leads in some games, So you give up a few more yards a lot of times in those situations. But they have taken the ball away as well as they're doing it. That's huge because at the end of the day, it's the points you give up that really matter and give you the opportunity to win.
How solid is their kicking game compared to others you've gone against?
Well, it's good. They've got both an effective returner on both sides. They're specialists or experienced players. And, so, you know, it's going to be, you know, now they've had some different guys in the covering of guys because of some of the injuries they've had on defense and so forth. But they're solid as far as the skill guys in those spots, the returners and specialists. We're, you know, obviously our two centers will not participate fully today, but you know, we hope to have them back and ready to go tomorrow in practice. And, you know, other than that, Reggie Nelson will miss time today. So I think other than that, everybody, Marvin Jones still, so.
Possibly on Jones this week, or he's still maybe about
a week. We'll have to see how the week progresses, but. Huh?
You have an
it's not an emergency center. Clint Bowling is the next center. He's not an emergency. He's worked at center all preseason. And all training camp.
Your impressions of Victor Cruz heading up a...
Good player. Great quickness, seg, can long speed, competitive at the catch, you know, runs hard after the catch. You know, he's a really good player. And, you know, he's one of those great stories. Make the most of an opportunity, and it's big. Well, they've had, you know, I mean, through their offense, I think Eli's had a, you know, relied on a tight end and, you know, be part of their passing game out of their regular stuff. And Bennett is a big target. He can run. You know, he's obviously a good receiver of the ball, and he's second in their team right now in receptions. So, you know, they feel a lot of comfort with him, and he's come in and giving them a lift and doing good things.
They've got another good outside threat, too, on Nix.
They do. They have, you know, again, they have the three receivers are all, you know, the other two guys are a little bigger in stature and physical guys. They have good run speed. And, you know, so we got a similar to last week, probably a little faster than last week's two players.
Is this defensive front a good example for your young guys to aspire to be? I mean, they're long, athletic. And you got some guys that are long and athletic, young, though, you know, a little bit younger than these guys. Can they learn something from watching these guys?
Well, I think they do. I mean, this is one of the groups that when you know, you're playing common opponents, you kind of want to watch their, you know, their rush style, their rush schemes against people you play when you play the common opponents like we are this year.
I think those guys are coming, Coach, your young guys up front.
I think we, you know, we got to have a good week. This is a big week. We didn't have a great week last week. And, you know, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And we need to have a, you know, it's going to be Keys football game this week. And so it's important that we play well as a football team and led by our guys up front. And but everybody obviously needs to play well.
Gino was talking about, you know, he had some, you know, get opportunities and it comes back to trying different moves.
I've got to get off the football and go. And, you know, that – you know, those guys are continue to progress, but you know, we want it to, you know, happen as quick as we can.
We had such a good start.
Well, you have half the season left, but going through a stretch like this, have you had to, you know, maybe play psychologist yet?
No, that's the thing, George. I mean, our guys are where they need to be, doing what they need to do it. We just got to do it repetitively. And, you know, we're seeing it on Sunday, but just not repetitive enough. And and at critical moments, we've got to make some critical plays at critical moments and finish these games out.
So you don't need to be a psychologist?
No, nor proctologist yet. Or orthodontist. Or orthodontist. Keeping all my doctor's hats in reserve, leaving for Joe.
And that medical moment of the day, sponsored by Medical Mutual. How much, and I hate to bring this up, but...
I appreciate it, Joe. We probably should just pass.
You guys got, second half of the year, you guys haven't beaten a team with a winning record in 3 years. How do you guys get over that hump?
Well... I want to say more than half the football team haven't been here for 3 years, so that's probably the first part. So I don't think there's a, third of the coaching staff. So, you know, I don't think there's no psychological thing anyway. You just got to go do, And, you know, you can go back and write stats and stats, and that's a fact. And until you do it, it becomes a stat that you can point to. And we need to get it done. It's imperative that we get it done. So, you know, let this be the week.
How disconcerting is it, though, that there is a possibility this game could not be sold out and blacked out?
Well, I can't control that, Joe. That'd be disappointment to, I think, a lot of the people locally. Hopefully they'll get out and see a great football at the game. And against with, you know, a team that won the Super Bowl last year, a team that's aspiring to win a Super Bowl as quick as possible and get back in the playoffs and have an opportunity to do that. And, you know, this is an important game for us, important week. And our fans have been great. They've been out. They've been loud. It's been effective. And we have to, you know, we got to put it out there for them and get the W for them.